yesterday. No real updates on that, and no real updates till Wednesday on the guys that we didn't have up to the game. Chart, but we'll kind of evaluate that as we go, as we move forward towards Wednesday in our preparation for the Tennessee Titans, and we'll act accordingly. But it won't be by plan, that we go in with three, and definitely to play a game with two. Relying on a backup quarterback to be our extra receiver. One of the two. We don't know what those options are because we don't know where we're going to be health-wise until the week progresses. And when we have those things, we'll keep you posted. Yeah, I think that's one of the options. He's a guy obviously we think highly of, but unfortunately he's been injured, not been able to play. So. We got a bunch of guys day to day. Not really. We've always kind of done it by committee. Who has a hot hand? Yesterday it was more Willis and Lance Ball. We had Jeremiah active for the game, but in hindsight, probably should have given Lance more touches and maybe taken a little bit off of Willis, but. Like everything, there's a trust and experience factor that go into it. And, Lance, it was his first opportunity. I think he earned that trust based on his performance, and Willis McGahee as well.
The concern, in general, aside from Demarius, it's been muscle strains. You have been hurt injuries. As an organization, is it the lockout? If you talk to, Greg and Tootin, just about, anything
they're
not even right or anything like that?
No, I think, if you look league-wide, I think, at this point early in the season after game two, I think injuries are up. People can point fingers all over the place. It's hard to say, what that reason is. I have my own opinion, but I don't think it's anything we're doing differently. I think it's pretty much league-wide. Well, I think, that off-season conditioning is important. And I'm not saying it has to be to the length it's been in the past. We've made those adjustments. It's hard for me to say, too, on this team, just because it's my first year with this team. Knowing the players, knowing what kind of conditioning level they're in. I do think there's something to do with the off-season. They did a great job. I thought, they showed a lot of guts, and, Eric, made a lot of big plays, for Matt Willis to be in there. I don't think he's had a lot of NFL experience, in real games. So for, both of them, I thought stepped up big. Luckily, we have a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cole Quiz so far, in preseason two.
Yeah.
And it hasn't just been altitude.
No, he's done it home and away, and, he's had a terrific start to the season, and we need him to continue on that path.
Talk about Spencer Larson, the contribution he made, and how he set the offense up to utilize him so much.
Well, I think, number one, he was as physical at the point of attack as I've seen him, in two games. He was part of our hodgepodge put together at halftime personnel groups. So he, You know, he came up big, you know, both the things we didn't get to practice at, and then there's some of the things we had to adjust with. Number one, you know, what people got to realize is now all of a sudden the team gets behind, they don't run the ball as much. A little bit us a week ago. But, you know, that had something to do with it. But, you know, early on had some success on some perimeter runs. You know, our coaching staff did a good job adjusting. Our players did a good job adjusting. And, you know, we were able to play that better. So all in all, our run stats were far better this past game than they were, you know, 2 weeks ago. I thought, you know, again, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, I thought it was a, you know, character toughness type of win. You know, we had two big stops on defense, you know, in the last 5 minutes of the game that were critical. You know, only up 2 points, so a field goal would have been the difference. You know, I think the way our offense started the game, both in the first half and the second half, with extended drives and ended up with points, you know, I thought that was, you know, critical to what I'm looking for. And, you know, I thought the way we ran the ball and, you know, it was more what I expected, you know, from the beginning. And, you know, our players and staff worked very hard to improve in that area. Yeah, and again, this game is, you know, what to do, how to do it under pressure. And the pressure is obviously applied by the opponent because they're going to give you resistance, but you know, I think the how-to is just we just got to clean it up and get a little better each week, whether it be in pass pro, run blocking, where exactly we fit, you know, in different run plays. So, you know, it's all part of everybody. You know, everybody in the league is trying to improve every week, and we're no different. You know, again, it's that we've got a new offensive line coach. You know, these guys have only spent, you know, 8 or 9 weeks in total, you know, learning new line calls, you know, new expectations, new ways to do things. And, you know, we're 2 regular season games into it, and there's going to be some growing pains, and I think everybody in the league has that. No, I'm a coach. You know, Willis has been around. You know, he was a very well thought of runner in college, and you know, has been in the National Football League with a few different teams. And you know, he's he knows the NFL game. You know, he understands the defenses, understands what people are trying to do, he understands what we're doing. You know, so you know, just the experience and the wisdom and knowledge that Willis has. As I've mentioned many times, Lindsay, is we're going to do anything and everything we can to improve our team. And that could be bringing people from the outside, people from the inside. If they make us better, they'll be welcome additions. You know, again, you're putting me in a rough spot because I really can't comment on that. But, yeah, there'll be something that he didn't make. They had to make an attempt to get back in bounds. And you know, after he ran into the field judge and then the, I don't know what that guy's duty was, but then the cameraman, when he finally got his helmet back on straight, right, as he was running down the field, he took him a little longer to get in than the official saw fit. Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a lot of other plays in the game, too, not just that one. Unfortunately, it lost us about 30 yards of field position, but you know, that happens. And he's a young player that works very hard, and he'll learn from it. Yeah. And that's why I'm not. Yeah, and we kicked a 56-yarder that didn't really result very well either. You know, So I think they were probably a little concerned about giving up field position at that point. And, you know, like always, when you don't win, you're going to be criticized.
Coach, you look around the league, we're involved with Roethlisberger, right? Your team seasons can change in the blink of an eye. I know you've been talking about the next man up philosophy, but you worked so well yesterday for you. Kyle's your guy. Kyle's totally helped you. But in the case of the next man up scenario, that would be the quarterback position. Is that something you think about when you see all these injuries happening around the league, or is that something the coach is always thinking about?
Yeah, well, you have to make plans, and you don't advertise those plans for obvious reasons. But, we have a contingency plan, at really every position. Well, we're going to leave on Friday, because of the time zone change. And, but we'll work on a normal schedule Wednesday and Thursday, as well as Friday. But we'll conduct our Saturday walk-through practice in Nashville. Yeah, it's a little, I'm getting used to this mountain time, from what time the officials come, what time our inactives have to be turned in, because I've been on a 1-4 for so long. The 2:15 is unique in the mountain time, just getting used to when times are. But we'll still, two time zones away, we'll leave early. Well, if you've traveled and traveled, two or more time zones, the effects. And, we are, trying to be peak performance, on Sunday. So, just to get the trip out of their system, feel a little bit better on that second night's sleep. Again, we'll have to take that day to day. Tim wants to win, like everybody in that locker room. And, he knows the offense because, he's a quarterback for sure. He does have a skill set, outside of a lot of quarterbacks. So in an emergency situation, he stepped in and did it. It actually created 100%. I don't recall.
Would you have been comfortable if Mike McCoy would have said,
all right,
we're going in, this is a play call?
Yeah, I thought Mike McCoy did a great job. Our offensive staff did a great job. Our first up was going to be Julius Thomas, of course, about the fifth play of the game. He's down. So, it was a big scramble, and then Eddie went down. So we got to 10. Let me make this totally clear. He is a quarterback. He did that just as an emergency situation, and we'll list him on the program as a quarterback. I never say never, but that's about as close as it gets.
Are you hopeful of getting some guys back this week?
Very hopeful.
I mean, you won one game.
That was tough sledding, especially minus two in a turnover ratio. I don't want to do that every week. It's not my first choice. We study the tape, what evidence we have on tape at all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. I know Mike pretty well. I know a lot of guys on their staff. It's a small fraternity of people, and you kind of know their MO, and they know yours, and, it's what makes the games fun. I think he was one of the better position coaches at his position in the league. I think, there's a lot of guys deserving of that opportunity, and he's one of them. I remember when he played. He was a heck of a player, a heck of a position coach, and, now he's embarking on his head coaching career.
How'd you guys do on gap responsibility defensively?
We improved. I think our team improved from week one to week two, and we'll have to do that from week two to week three, and that'll be our goal every week. Well, I'll definitely, cherish it. You don't have that much time to celebrate in this business. Because what have you done for me lately? So we're at a nice meal with friends and family, and